out of the book of St. Mark, which you've already heard in your hearing, and I'll read verses 5 through 10. Well, I'll read verses 7 through 10. Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. Supporting scripture this morning, very familiar passage coming this morning from Romans 3 and 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The base of those verses, we like to use the thought of subject this morning, the power of God's forgiveness. The power of God's forgiveness. You want to throw your hands up and wonder whether it's worth it all. The Son said, hold on. Just hold on. Sometimes it's a little rough to hold on. But when you know what you're holding on to, and when you got a good idea why you're holding on, it'll help you to be able to hold on. When it seems like you're about ready to give up, something will tell you to hold on and just keep on keeping on anyhow. Never give up. I don't care how bleak it may be or how dark it may seem. Still keep trusting that some way, somehow, God is going to work it out. That there are witnesses in the house this morning that God has worked it out. Hallelujah. We go to many places to see about ourselves, but it's the Lord our God that takes care of us. He is our healer. He is our keeper. He is the one that watches over us and kept us even before we even decided that we were going to love him back. He still loved us despite us. So we are thankful that God loves us so much that he has allowed us another opportunity to come here into this house of God. Another opportunity because we realize that we are blessed. And when we are blessed to come to God in worship, we need to worship him. We need to know that we are not here just for form of fashion. We are not here just out of habit, but somebody came this morning because they know that God is a blessing God. And even though they are already blessed, they come to let the Lord know, I thank you for what you've done, and I still need you to do something else in my life. It's not being selfish to continue to want something from God, because he has said he would never leave us, neither will he forsake us. He has said that he would go with us all the way, even to the end of the world. So on our good days, he is there as well as our bad days. And how many of you know that it's good to know that he's there on those bad days? It's good to know that he's there when you just sort of just can't seemingly see your way out, and God seems to just make a way out of nowhere. That's the kind of God that we serve this morning. So as we come to shed, to lift up the name of Jesus with family and friends, we come this morning just to praise and thank God for another week's journey, another time that God has blessed us, and we should be happy and grateful that we are still yet counted amongst the living. It could have been the other way. And then we must understand that when it comes to our life and our destiny, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be sick, and because you're sick, you're going to die. We can just die. But the good thing is that we serve a God that knows everything that's going on in our lives. And it is his blood that is yet still running warm in our veins. And it's because of him that we woke up this morning. It was his power. It was his love. It was his, what we used to, what we refer to sometimes, that finger of love. I don't know who come up with that, but it seemed like it's just so personal. That God loves you in such a personal way that in your bedroom, or whether you even slept on the couch last night, he knew exactly where you was. And whatever time it was for you to open up your eyes, he just touched your body and your eyes opened up. And some of us had to have an alarm clock that sort of ring in our ears. And once it rung in our ears, we woke up and we went about our business. But how many of you know that even though it took the alarm clock to wake you up. It took God to give you the hearing to hear the alarm clock. So don't never try to realize that God don't have nothing to do with your situation. God is the one that's in the midst of all things, that even though we like to think that I'm grown and I can do what I want to do, I come to tell you this morning, you don't belong to yourself, and grown folk die and go to hell. Grown folk is going to go through some things. So we got to understand that we need to love God while we can. We need to know that God loves us, and despite our individual circumstances, regardless of our trials or tribulations, he still woke us up this morning. He still makes a way out of no way. And if we walk by faith, then we got to remember that Jesus instructed us to pray daily. You know, we got to pray, and we've heard that because of certain testimonies, we hear folks say, live it one day at a time. So now, what does that say? God says, and Jesus said, on the basis of our everyday care, give us this day our daily bread. So he tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the other things that we need in life will be added unto us. All we got to do is believe, serve God, and do what the Lord tells us to do. And how many are so glad that even when we are out of his will, when we don't do what he tells us to do, he still feeds us when we get hungry. He's still watching over us, and he's still been our shelter in the time of a storm. He's still been the one that we could call on in the midnight hour. And even though we may not call him on a regular basis when things go sour in our life, we know how to call on the name of Jesus then. Anybody ever found themselves, hadn't been talking to God all week, but something happened and all of a sudden, oh Lord, have mercy on me. That's a prayer right there. When you ask God to have mercy on you, you don't have to say why you need him to have mercy. He already knows why you need mercy. So every one of us, we have those occasions where we have to ask God to come in and to do some things. So we need to stop worrying about unnecessary things and know that we serve an able God. We serve a God this morning that is able to do what no man is able to do, because I found in the Bible that with God, all things are possible. With God, there is nothing too hard. With God, I don't care how bleak it may be, God has a way that he can bring you out of your mess. God has a way that you might not even be in a mess. You just don't know which way to go. If anybody ever got to a crossroad and you want to go the right way, but you don't know which way is the right way? And you can't be watching folk, because sometimes folk can lead you in the wrong direction. It doesn't matter who those folk might be. It may be folk that you got a lot of respect for and a lot of things that you realize that they are somebody special. But then you got to understand that we can't judge the book by the cover. We got to try the Spirit by the Spirit. We got to know the Word of God for ourselves. And the Word of God said when you get at the crossroad, there's going to be two roads there. There's going to be one narrow, and then there's going to be one broad and wide. A lot of time we want to go down the broad and wide because there's some action going on that road. But they're doing some things that you like to do on that road. They're doing some of those things that you got to go down on bending knees and talk to God about, Charles, on that road. Anybody ever remember when you was on that road? We got so holy and sanctified, we forgot where we come from. How many of us ever been out there on that broad road? And we was out there on that broad road, a lot of time we didn't even think about our life. We didn't think about our soul salvation. We wasn't watching our back. We were trying to see where we were going. We were doing our own thing. And how many of you know when you do your own thing, you realize that I'm happy now. But how many of you realize that in life, things began to change. And all those things on the broad road, they seem to be getting you in a whole lot of trouble. On the broad road, it makes you always scratch your head. On the broad road, it's always one thing or another. But then you found out that if I'd have went the other way. See, when you got to go the other way, sometimes you got to go all by yourself. All by yourself. And then when it seems like you by yourself, don't you know you're not by yourself? If you're a believer, you know that everywhere you go, God is with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I heard somebody say that I need my help, but I know that I already got my help. Because my help came with me. My help woke me up this morning. My help brought me down the street this morning. My help allowed me to use my mind and to open up my mouth. And my help let me know that it's not because of me, but it's because of my help. And I said the other night when I was preaching that there's something about that song by Mary Mary, I Need Your Help. Anybody ever heard that song? That song ought to move you. Because there are times in your life when you realize, I need God's help. I thank you for what you're going to do, but you can't do for me what God does for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. God. He is the one. That when we began to think about the things that you're going through, I wonder how many witnesses are there in the house this morning that don't mind thinking about just one thing that had you at your wit's end, and it seemed like it wasn't going to let you go. It was one thing after another. And just when you least expected it, a change came over your life. And when the change came, your new testimony is, but God. When I didn't know what to do, but God. When I was weary and I thought that I wasn't going to make it, but God. The medication didn't seem like it was working, but God still stayed with me, still allowed me to go through what I had to go through. And I know that I might not be where I want to be, but God. If we got any but God Christians in here this morning that know that I'm not all that I can be, but God is working on me. Anybody got a testimony? Be patient with me. Anybody know that when you are weak, God will make you strong? Anybody in here honest enough to know that you are fighting a battle with your flesh? And when you fight with the flesh, you got a whole lot of fighting to do. That fight don't go away. You know how it is? There's some fight that you go on and get it on and it's over. Then there's some fight that you got to watch your back. There's some fights that you can't turn around because that individual that you was involved with, they're going to try to get you back. But there's a fight that you can't fight against it because it's you. We do what we want to do. Then we want God to deliver us out of our mess. But if we trust God, He'll lead and direct our paths. We trust God. We know that when we weak, He will make us strong. I am able to say this morning beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is a good God. I'm able to say not only is He a good God, but my God is a great God. My God is a God that can do what I need Him to do at any hour of the day. The God that I'm talking about this morning is a God that He don't have all of those excuses. You know how it is. A lot of time we say that I'll be there for you, but when you need somebody the most, they just don't have time to do what needs to be done in your life. But I'm thankful this morning. I'm thankful for Jesus the Christ, the one that suffered and died on Calvary for us and saved us from our sins. When we think about being forgiven, we got to understand that in order to be forgiven, you have to have done something wrong. So now there are those of us this morning that would like to think or would like to have the mindset that I treat everybody right. And we even sometimes would say, I love everybody, but you got to be very careful about what come out your mouth, because if you don't really love everybody, you got to be careful about telling that lie. You want to love everybody, you ought to love everybody, but there are some folk you just can't see eye to eye with. Anybody know any folk like that? That there's some folk, and we justify it. We say, I love you. I don't like your ways, but I love you, and that sounds good. But if it's not real in here, if you're not really telling the truth, you can like me all you want to, but what did God say? God said, love ye one another. So everybody in here that just like me, pull it up a notch. Individuals that you are dealing with in your life, if there are folk that just like you, then you need for them to pull it up a notch. You need them to love you, because when somebody loves you, when you hurt, they hurt. When somebody loves you, they may not be able to reach your pain, but they can feel your pain. And even sometimes when they say, I know what you're going through, you know a lot of times they don't know what you're going through because they don't know your aches and pains. They just know that you're in a bad situation. And when you're in a bad situation, you need some help. So now, if we're going to be forgiven, we know that we've all done something wrong, because Paul says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible teaches us that all unrighteousness is sin. David says in Psalm 51 and 5, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and then renew a right spirit within me. So if I'm going to be forgiven from my sins, I need a renewed spirit. I need another mindset. I need to know that everything is going to be all right. Now, I need to let you know that when we began to think about the Bible, let us go back in the times of history. David, Paul, Adam, Moses, and Isaac, and everybody that you can think of, every one of them sinned and come short of the glory of God. But their lives are an example for us to know what sin can do to you. Every man, every woman that is born of the dust of the ground has sinned and come short of the glory of God. At some point in life, there ought to be a time when every one of us in every one of our churches need to admit the fact that there's somebody that deals with the presence of sin. That is the reason why we need forgiveness. Now, sin is a transgression, an overstepping of the law, the divine boundary between good and evil. Sin is defined as missing the mark. You know how you want to do the right thing, but sometimes you just can't quite get where you need to be. But there's something about God. God will help you understand your sin. God will help you understand that there is a battle going on. Sin is a failure to meet divine standards. Lawlessness or unbelief is even a sin. When you don't believe in the word of God, you're sinning. When you don't believe in the power of God, you are sinning. Sin originated with Satan, entered the world through Adam, was and is universal. And because of the effects and the consequences of sin, it causes us to suffer. It causes us at some time or another to reap that we've sown. You got to understand that if you're going through some trouble, maybe it's because of the seeds that you sowed. If you don't have any friends in your life, maybe it's because of the seeds that you sowed. Don't you remember, as we did the responsive reading, you got to know that God should not be mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So now, what is it about sin that has such a hold on us? Sin has a way of holding us down. Sin has a way of making us begin to think, I want to do the right thing, but every now and again, I do things a little bit wrong. Anybody ever found themselves like that? You see, the Bible said that Paul said that there's a strife between the two natures. There's good in us and there's bad in us. Anybody really understand that? Just because you sanctified, that don't mean you don't still have some bad stuff in you. Just because you hold an office in the church, that don't mean you still don't have some bad in you. Just because you might even be so sanctified that God allowed you to utter in other tongues, but that don't mean that there's not some bad in you. Just because you are the one that seems like you got all of the answers and you need to know that you don't know everything, you don't got to know that God is the one that is in control. Now let's see what Paul says. Paul says it like this. I wish you would open up your Bible if you got it. If you can, get there right quick in Romans 7 and 15. But I'm not going to wait on you, so catch up with me. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. Now, if you want to see a tongue twister, look at what Paul says about when your strife is battling against itself, the good against the bad. Paul said, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin. Sin that dwelleth in me. That's what your Bible reads. So why you keep talking about the devil made you do it? You must be the devil. We use every excuse to excuse ourselves from doing the right thing. So Paul says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Any pause in here? For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. I only have sense enough to look for what is good. Because my other side of me tell me to stay on the bad side. For the good I would do, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Talking to somebody in here. Actually talking to all of us. Because there are times in your sanctified life that you know that you're not supposed to do or say or think certain things, but do we not still think all kinds of things? Yeah. Don't think that just because you're not down in the street and you're drunk and walking up and down the road like you don't have a God, that you're holier than somebody else. Because when you sit in the house of God and you are judgmental about the word of God or the people of God, you are sinning. Now, if I do that, what I would not, it is not no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. So I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is always present. Anybody know that every time you try to do the right thing, that old enemy always steps in the midst. But you got to learn how to tell the devil to get off your back. You got to learn how to take the advice that comes from the Bible. Now, if you want God to forgive you, then you got to learn how to forgive somebody else. Now, in order for God to forgive us, let us listen to what King Solomon's advice says. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and then turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's powerful enough. Let me tell you that one more time. 2 Chronicles. Looking right at it. 7:14. If my people, who do you belong to? Who do you belong to? If my people, which are called by my name, all of us so-called Christians, Jesus the Christ, if we're going to take on the form of him, then we are called by his name. So being that we are called by his name, the Bible says, humble yourself. In other words, don't be so proud. Don't be so stiff-necked. Don't be so hard-headed that can't nobody tell you nothing. But humble yourself, and after you get humble, pray and seek my face. Turn from your wicked ways. And then will I hear from heaven. In other words, then I'll hear what you got to say. I know you've been talking to me a long time. I know that you've been praying and you need a little bit of help. But I just stopped by to let you know that it's not going to come just because. You got to have something down on the inside. You got to know that God is a God that is able to forgive. We got to know that God's requirement for national blessings is that we forsake our sins and we turn from self-centered ways and live by God's will and by the word of God. So now when we look at this text this morning, we have a man that was paralyzed, a man that came into Capernaum, and all that was heard that Jesus was in the house. Don't you know when the Lord God gets in the house? There's something that's going to happen when the Lord is there. When you hear that God has come to the house of God, then you need to know that you need to make your way. But what if you're somewhat like this young man? Young man cannot use his legs anymore. Man realized that I've been going through this for a mighty long time. That I heard that the Lord God was coming to town. Somebody told me that Jesus was down by Peter's house. So if anybody could just help me this morning to get me down by Peter's house. For if I get down by Peter's house, I heard that the Lord God was in the house. And I realized that I can't get there all by myself. My legs won't move. My arms won't move. But I got a God and I got some friends. Isn't it good to have somebody by your side? For the Bible says that there were four men that bore him. They put him on a pallet. And they took him there where the house of God was. When they got there, they realized that there were so many people there that they couldn't get the man on the inside of the door. But you got to know that if you want it bad enough, you got to find a way to get to the Lord. But the Bible said that they began to go on to the side of the house. And they looked up the stairway and they walked up the stairs. They began to get on the roof and they began to tear a hole in the roof. They said, I see Jesus down there on the inside. And I need to get this man down because he cannot walk. But if I get him down to the Lord, everything is going to be all right. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That whenever everything began to get bleak, all you got to know is that Jesus is right there in the midst. For the Lord God said, who is this man that is coming down in here? And the Bible say, I know that because of your faith, I'll heal your very body. For the Bible said, Jesus said unto the man, because of your faith, your sins are forgiven. Don't you know that there's somebody in the midst that don't want God to forgive you of your sins? There's somebody in the midst that don't realize how good God has been in your life. But when the Lord God has done something for you, when you know that he brought you out of your mess, when he brought you out of the darkness and out of the mud, picked you up out of the muddy clay, placed your feet on a solid rock, and you began to know that there's a God somewhere, I stopped by to tell somebody that Jesus still got that same power. But Jesus looked at that man and said, everything is going to be all right. But there were some of the scribes and the Pharisees that just like some of the haters in our day that don't want to see you get healed, don't want to see you get blessed, don't want God to prosper you. Every time God does something for you, they got something negative to say. But how many of you know what God has for you? It is for you. I thank God this morning that the Lord God got a blessing in store for you. Anybody want their blessing? Anybody come to get their blessing? You might not be able to walk on your feet, but you ought to have somebody that loves you enough that'll carry you where the Lord God is. I thank God this morning that the Lord is right there by my side. I thank God this morning because the Bible tell me that don't nobody do me like Jesus. Jesus began to let them know, I got the power that I can heal him. I got the power that I can forgive his sin. But the scribes said he must be blaspheming, because can't nobody but the Lord, can't nobody but God forgive sin. But they just didn't know who they were talking to. They didn't know that this was the Son of God. They didn't know that this was the deity of God, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So I don't care what the doctor said. You better believe what Dr. Jesus said. Dr. Jesus said, I am a healer, and if you got faith in me, everything will be all right. The Bible said that Jesus told all of them that was in his midst, it would have been easy for me to just tell the man thy sin be forgiven. But let me show you how much power I got. All I got to do is tell that man, arise, get up your bed, put it across your shoulder, and began to walk. And immediately the Bible said, the man got up, put the bed upon his shoulder, began to walk around in the room. Don't you know when the Lord God began to bless somebody, the church began to go up because they saw that a man that could not walk by the power of a mighty God. God reached down into his situation, touched his legs and his arms. All of the power came back and he began to walk with his bed in his hand. I just stopped by to tell somebody that you better know the power of forgiveness. God is able to forgive you of all that you've done. So if you're going through something in your life, don't let the enemy begin to make you think it's because of the wrong you've done. Jesus has already paid the price. He paid the penalty for all of your wrongdoings. So you better reach out and grab your salvation. You better grab your healing. Grab what the Lord God got for you. Know that the Lord God will be right by your side. God is there when everybody has turned around. But I'm glad. Anybody glad this morning to know that you got God on your side? Anybody glad this morning to know that God is a forgiving God? How many of you know that you sinned and come short, but you called out on the name of God? God reached down into your situation, forgave you of all of your sin. He said, I'm going to throw it in the sea of forgetting. I'm not worried about what you did yesterday, but I just thank God for the day that the Lord God allowed you one more time. Anybody glad? Anybody glad that the Lord is on your side? I believe somebody came this morning to lift up the name of Jesus. How many of you came this morning to tell God that I want to thank you? I want to thank you. Are there any praises in the house? Is there anybody in this house that know that I didn't just come just to hear the word, but I come to be a doer of God's word? And I know that God has forgiven me. God has made a way for me. God is everything that I need. When I need him the most, he always step in. Anybody glad this morning that no weapon formed against you is able to prosper this morning? Because there is a God somewhere. And the God that I'm talking about, the God that I'm talking about, he'll be right there when everybody else is gone. But let me look at this Bible. And the Bible tells us this morning that we've all sinned and come short. But we can look to the hill from which cometh our help. And know that the Lord will heal our body. He'll forgive our sin sick soul. But you got to know that God wants you to have a forgiving spirit. The same way he forgives us, we got to forgive others. The Bible says that on one occasion, they asked Jesus, Lord, how many times should we forgive them? Lord God says, 7 times 70. You know, some of us, you don't get but one chance. You wrong us one time and you done. Aren't you glad the Lord wasn't like that? Because there are those of us that we have found that even after receiving salvation, we have fallen and we needed the Lord to pick us back up. There are those that debate and ponder about once saved, always saved. How are you going to change what God has done if he really did it? Now, you have to understand, salvation is not a plaything. But just because you're saved, you're not going to be perfect. Every day, you got to press your way. You got to study. You got to believe. And you got to do what he says do. Somewhere along the way, sometimes we do what they call backslide. Any backsliders in here? Hallelujah. But you can't go back but so far before you get up against a wall. Realize I got somewhere or I need somewhere to go. God said, come. Come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.